Mr. President, thank you for giving me the floor, and let me start by congratulating you on your assumption of the presidency. I wish you and the other members of the P6, Japan, Kazakhstan, Kenya, Malaysia, and Mexico, all the best for presiding over the CD in 2025. Let me also welcome the new colleagues and confirm my best wishes to Ambassador Turner, who has left Geneva. We will miss his wisdom and friendship. Mr. President, for almost three decades, the Conference on Disarmament has not negotiated on substance. And in that respect, 2024 was, sadly, no different. I'm cognizant of the fact that the CD does not operate in a vacuum. Russia's illegal war in Ukraine continues to violate Ukraine's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the rights of its citizens. We also remain extremely concerned about the situation in the Middle East, including in Gaza and other violent conflicts around the globe. These wars have far-reaching consequences and pose serious threats not only to the civilian populations, but also to global security, effective multilateralism, and the rules-based international order. For the CD, 2024 offered a modest bright spot. Agreement on the program of work and the establishment of subsidiary bodies, for which I commend the P6 of last year. The Netherlands hopes that in 2025 we can take further steps towards improving the functioning of the CD. This starts by a swift resumption of the program of work as agreed in 2024, and that will then also allow for having a substantial number of meetings of each of the subsidiary bodies. In addition to this, it's crucial to strengthen the inclusivity of the CD. The Netherlands firmly believes in a Conference on Disarmament that allows all UN member states the opportunity to observe the proceedings, should they desire to do so. Mr. President, on substantive matters, the CD holds a critical role in addressing a range of issues, and for the Netherlands, nuclear disarmament verification, transparency, and accountability will remain major priorities also in 2025. Furthermore, we will continue to advocate for measures aimed at nuclear risk reduction, such as effective communication channels, more transparency, dialogue about doctrines, and increasing decision time in crisis situations. Agreeing on measures on these issues can provide a basis for tangible steps in the future. These issues are particularly important as we approach the third NPT PrepCom that will take place in 3 months' time in New York. The Netherlands also continues to be a firm supporter of the earliest possible start of negotiations in the CD on a treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons and other explosive devices. All the preparatory work has been done. Let's now start negotiations and resolve outstanding issues at the negotiating table. Pending the negotiation and entry into force of an FMCT, we call on all states concerned that have not yet done so to declare and uphold an immediate moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices. Lastly, it's imperative that we continue working on the prevention of an arms race in outer space through an inclusive dialogue among all relevant stakeholders. The merged open-ended working group will allow us to do so, exemplifying the fact that the development of norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior in outer space and the development of a legally binding instrument are not mutually exclusive. We look forward to further enhance these discussions through a relevant subsidiary body in the CD. Mr. President, before concluding, allow me to express my appreciation for your inclusive and thoughtful approach in seeking a common landing zone with regard to our work. Let me also reiterate it's imperative that we reach consensus on the resumption of our work with all parties on board, and as soon as possible. In the meantime, you can count on the unwavering support of my delegation, and I thank you for giving me the floor.